And so it begins. This gospel we just heard from John 12, actually, if you look at the Gospel of John, immediately precedes what we celebrated yesterday. So, if we're getting our timing right, Jesus goes to the house of Nazareth, in Bethany, where Lazarus is, where Martha is, and where Mary is. He goes to that house in Bethany. He presumably spends the night there. What happens the next day? What we celebrated yesterday. Jesus enters into Jerusalem triumphantly as he prepares to celebrate his passion, his death, and his resurrection. Now, if you look at the timeline closely, I find it really interesting that the very last thing he does before he enters Jerusalem is that he goes to this house in Bethany, just on the outskirts of Jerusalem, about 6 miles, where Lazarus lived. Where Lazarus lived with his sisters, Mary and Martha. And who were they? They were Jesus' best friends. Remember, Jesus wept at the death of Lazarus. And so where did he want to spend this last night before all this attention would be given and focused on him? He wanted to spend it with his friends. Now, that might sound cheesy, but we got to ask this question. Why? And it seems to me it's this. As Jesus is about to go through what he's going to go through, where all this attention is on him, as he celebrates the Last Supper, as he goes on trial, as he's raised on this cross, as he's taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb, there's probably going to be a temptation. And Lazarus and Mary and Martha, as they're watching this, for Jesus to seem like he is at a distance, that he doesn't care for him, for them, that he's far away from them, that there's this disconnect between them and their friend whom they love very much. And so it seems to me that Jesus wants to reveal to them that I want you to know Mary. I want you to know Martha. I want you to know Lazarus. How close I am to you before I enter into this passion. That all applies to you and me as well. That Jesus wants us to be convinced, to know in the depths of our heart how close he wants to be to us. And so in our own prayer this week, as we enter into these liturgies, where at times it might seem like Jesus is at a distance, let's recall how much Jesus wants to be close to us. And to increase our awareness of that, let's simply tell him how much we want to be close to him. Jesus, I want to be close to you. Jesus, I want to be close to you. Jesus, I want to be close to you. Because he wants to be close to us.